It's time for Wednesday with Wiser, our weekly look at the weekend and weekends ahead with Nanette Wiser.
Well, Happy New Year, Radio St. Pete. I hope everyone celebrated in style. And it's time for our New Year's resolutions. Well, my New Year's resolutions are to go out more, see friends, and do good. So with that in mind, let's get right to what's going on this week. One of the most incredible authors is coming to Tumbelow Books on this Thursday at 7 p.m. downtown. Former Tampa Bay Times writer Catherine Snow Smith has a new book of essays, Stepping on the Blender and Other Times Life Gets Messy, just perfect for those of us who are struggling with our New Year's resolutions. Even more incredible, former food editor, one of my favorite writers, Laura Riley of the Times, is coming, and she's going to be doing the hosting of this. This is going to be an amazing event. Tombolo Books, you know, independent bookstores are so rare. Tombolo hosts so many great events with out-of-town authors. Don't miss this Thursday at 7 o'clock. Stop in next door at Black Crow Coffee for a nosh and give yourself a little intellectual boost. Now listen, Elvis is in the house, Joe. January 7th is Elvis's birthday bash, and the Blue Suede Shoes experience is going to be at Ruth Eckert Hall. It is amazing. I love the Elvis impersonators. If I ever get married, I'm going to do it in an Elvis casino. But if you love Elvis even more than just Elvis's birthday, how about Elvis Costello on January 11th with the Imposters and Charlie Sexton? This is also going to be an incredible show. So it's all about Elvis. Put on your blue suede shoes and swing with the king. There are so many other things going on. You know, the studio at 620 hosts a lot of amazing events. And they're even doing meditation. They do theater. They do absolutely a ton of things. And they're coming up this week at Studio 620. It's a stand-up comedy night. I'm feeling pretty funny. My resolution is to laugh more and be funnier. That's Friday, January 5th at 8 o'clock, and it's hosted by Forrest Beers. So you can kick off your new year with some laughs. If you're looking for some great music, January 6th at Studio at 620 has the Rod Allnar Quartet. These sassy people are going to blow your blue suede shoes off. And then if wellness is one of your resolutions, Studio at 620, again downtown St. Pete, has an exciting and upbeat wellness class that they do monthly. If literary is your thing, there's a Blah 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 Literary Open Mic there, and that is on Friday, January 12th, right before the Saturday Art Walk. And wordier than that, one of my favorite people, Tiffany Rosano, she is the editor and writer for St. Pete Patch. She has got a lot of things going on, and her wordier than that hosts a lot of very, very well-known writers. But what I really like is on this day, January 9th, you can be open mic and do the blah, blah, blah. I might come down and do my blah, blah about Radio St. Pete. Just bring a true story to share. Everyone gets 7 minutes on the stage to present their work, and there will be a featured author. So Studio at 620 is definitely one of the places that is on my New Year's resolution, should be on your New Year's resolution. There's a lot more things going on this Sunday. The new Tampa Bay Market starts on Sunday at St. Pete High School. You definitely want to check this out. You also want to check out the Corey Avenue Market Crafts Festival, also this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. One of the neat things coming up is Gaspar the Musical. If you're a Gasparilla fan, and Gasparilla is coming up, then you really want to go see this on January 4th through 7th at the Palladium in St. Pete. He's magically transported through time to a modern-day Tampa Bay, and he and his political identical counterpart, Joe Wright, a Florida politician running for governor, finds himself captaining the pirate ship. It's an exchange of identities that will have you roaring with laughter, so that's a lot of fun. I love the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. And they get together for a jazz jam on Monday. So next Monday will be their first jazz jam again at the Hangar. But mark your calendars now for Garden Groove with Scotty Wright Quintet. And that is coming up at the Carter A. Woodson African American Museum in downtown St. Pete, February 25th. This is sure to sell out. It's going to be amazing. He's an accomplished jazz vocalist and songwriter, and this is part of the celebration of Black History Month in February. So definitely get your tickets right now for that. What else is on my New Year's Eve resolution? To get out and have fun. Well, we got the Dance Theater of Harlem on January 23rd. We have Neil deGrasse Tyson. This just in, latest discovery in the universe for those science nerds who like a little Sheldon. And that's going to be great. And that is at the Straus Center. Janice Live has an incredible concert this week. They have a Forever Ozzy tribute on January 5th and the Taylor Party January 6th. So now I'm getting kind of hungry. I've had all this music, and now I'm kind of really thinking about what am I going to eat. So, you know, I don't know, most of you love seafood, so you definitely want to have John's Pass Seafood Fest January 19th through 21 on your calendar. But if you really want a terrific seafood experience before then, head over to the Sundial for Sea Salt. Their happy hour is amazing. Their oysters are amazing. You just can't go wrong with that. So that is one of my favorite noshes in town. I also really, really love Concrete Jungle, a great place, and Glass Noodle. And, you know, it's always good to have something in multiples. So make sure that you get to your local Indian restaurant for curry, hand over for lentils. Anything in multiples for the new year brings you good luck. So my other New Year's resolution, Joe, is to be a lifelong learner. And St. Pete and Tampa Bay offer so many opportunities. It starts with your local library. I bet people do not realize you can learn ukulele there. You can play Scrabble, learn Mahjong, play a game of chess, and get together and be part of a thinker's haven. There are hundreds of classes, and you just need to go to your local library website and look them up. Everything from crafts to fiction groups, backward travelers book groups, everything you can imagine. And speaking of book groups, as a lifelong learner, not only does Tombolo Books offer a great set of book clubs, but Book and Bottle Downtown hosts a number of opportunities to get together with fellow bibliophiles. One of the greatest opportunities in town is OLLI, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, at Eckerd College, and they're having an open house on January 10th from 3 to 6 p.m. at Fox Hall. It's open to the public, and you can meet the instructors and learn more about travel opportunities. And my favorite guy, and your very own, Craig Pittman, is the keynote speaker and author. There'll be many, many things to learn about, and I plan on signing up for a couple classes. What is your lifelong learning passion? Is to get creative. Well, you could do this so many places, Maureen Glass Studio, the Maureen Arts Center, the Dunedin Fine Arts Center. You can do clay at Charlie Parker Pottery or the Clay Center of St. Pete. The Hive St. Pete is a studio that offers all kinds of classes. And then what about wood and metal? Why not indulge that? You can learn that at the Florida School of Woodwork, or you can get crafty at any of the places in town. With Picasso paints, or learn to sew. So if your resolution this year is to have fun, be entertained, get out and explore this community, because there is a passion for every passion, and a lot of these things are free. And finally, put this on your calendar, folks. The Seminole Rec Sports Cards Gaming Toy and Comic Show at Seminole Rec Center, and the St. Pete Comic Con this Saturday and Sunday. So whatever it is that you are hoping to do anew in 2024, get going. Give your dreams wings, as Dolly Parton says. You heard it first here on Radio St. Pete.
That is your Wiser Wednesday with Nanette Wiser, heard each week at this time. Saturday mornings, Nanette returns for Saturday Live with the Sassy Scribe, as Nanette searches St. Pete and the surrounding area for interesting things to see, do, and experience.